In the US, Texas Senator Ted Cruz has become the first Republican to formally announce his candidacy in the 2016 presidential race. The Tea Party conservative candidate chose the world's largest Christian university to declare he wants to reignite the promise of America. The freshman senator is the first of more than a dozen potential Republican presidential candidates to declare. North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
Liberty University was founded by Baptist preacher Jerry Falwell. The lyrics, "Our God is greater," set the tone for today's event. Our God is greater, our God is strong. The auditorium was packed by students who were obliged by the uni to be there. Some wore T-shirts with the name of a Cruz political opponent, but Senator Ted Cruz got a rousing applause when he walked in and spoke about family, the founding fathers, and the US Constitution.
What is the promise of America? The idea that, the revolutionary idea that this country was founded upon, which is that our rights, they don't come from man. They come from God Almighty.
Senior members of his own party have dismissed him as a wacko bird. But Ted Cruz has identified the way he can capture the Republican nomination.
Today, roughly half of born-again Christians aren't voting. They're staying home. Imagine instead millions of people of faith all across America coming out to the polls and voting our values.
The Texas senator spoke about America becoming energy self-sufficient, repealing Obamacare, and abolishing the U.S. tax collection agency, the IRS.
Imagine a simple flat tax. That lets every American fill out his or her taxes on a postcard.
In an almost half an hour speech, the 44-year-old talked about the sacrament of marriage, defending the sanctity of life and the right to bear arms. But one of the biggest cheers he received was for his brief mention of foreign policy.
Imagine a president who stands unapologetically with the nation of Israel.
The freshman senator told his audience the United States has God's providential blessing.
I believe in the power of millions of courageous conservatives rising up to reignite the promise of America. And that is why today I am announcing that I'm running for President of the United States.
Senator Ted Cruz now sets out to raise the millions of dollars he needs. The Republican frontrunners, who are yet to formally declare, Jeb Bush and Scott Walker, are being warned not to dismiss him. Ted Cruz was underestimated by his party when he ran for the Texas Senate spot in 2011. His opponent was backed by the Texas Governor Rick Perry, but Ted Cruz thumped him by more than 10%. He hasn't always defied the odds. 20 years ago, while at Harvard and Princeton, Ted Cruz did lose in the World Universities Debating Championship to a couple of Australians. Today, the White House was playing a straight bat. Spokesman Josh Earnest saying he hopes the beginning of the presidential campaign will result in a robust debate about the future of the country. This is Michael Vincent in Washington for AM.